101.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Indeed, what beautiful sounds. That's the first time you've heard it in South Africa, released earlier today, worldwide, internationally. I'm Free, Break the Chains, Mahia Zain's latest number. But this is a song, it has a deep background to it, it has a lot of meaning. But quickly, to welcome Mahia Zain, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the airwaves.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me on.
And it's really nice to hear a new song from you. This is the first time everybody's heard it in South Africa. And I could hear the whole of the dunya falling silent listening to your song. So it's doing well already.
Mahir, this is
a wonderful song. It has beautiful words. So I think what's important is, what inspired you to record this song? There's a big story behind this, isn't there?
Definitely. I mean, look, as an artist, especially as a Muslim artist, you know, I feel like I have the responsibility to respond, if you want to call it, you know, to whatever I can be, you know, or whatever I'm able to respond to and do it in an artistic way, in a musical way, which reach out to a lot of people, you know, my followers and my all the observers of all the way, you know, everywhere in the world. So you know, we have written many songs like this, like, you know, my song One Big Family, for example, mm-hmm, speaking mm-hmm. about, you know, brotherhood and humanity. We're all humans, we share the same earth, we are neighbors, you know, we are. So that's basically what always inspires me to write all of my songs, you know. And it depends on the cause. And obviously, we've been observing this Black Lives Matter movement because of what happened in America and the late George Floyd. And the whole world is on this case now. And I'm happy that I can be part of this with my small song, if you want to call it, you know. So alhamdulillah, I hope inshallah that this song and my voice and this show that we're doing right now can educate people, I think we can do a lot of change inshallah in people's minds and people's hearts, because you know, racism and hate and all these kind of things are based on ignorance mainly, and that's what we have to fight, I think, you know, in the first place.
No, absolutely. Now, just a technical question. Do you write your own music, or is it a collaboration, the result of teamwork? And of course, how did you manage to do this under the conditions of COVID-19? I mean, did you record this via Zoom? How did you do it?
No, yes. I mean, my music definitely is a teamwork, team effort, you know. I most of my song I've composed myself, like the melodies and the arrangements, a lot of them I do on my own. But lyrics, I have some people who helps me, like my friend Bara Khariji. And for this song, there's a songwriter from UK. He also helped me with all my songs on my last album, One. His name is Paddy Dalton. Mm-hmm. And so he's the writer on the, yeah, he's the main writer on this song. So we wrote it together. It's always like a team effort. Even if I do a song on my own, you know, there's always like a back and forth with the label, with some people that we trust, etc., and see like what's best to do. Because once the song is out, then it's out for good, you know, so you cannot do anything about it. So we always like, you know, very picky on these things. But definitely a team effort in every sense, you know.
I mean, I'm interested, as somebody who writes words myself, when the songwriter comes to you and you're recording and you suddenly find, okay, maybe I can use the word known instead of something else, do you find that often you will suggest to the songwriter, let's use that word, then the songwriter comes with another word? Does it also become
definitely
a collaboration?
Yes, 100%, definitely. Like you see, if even when we go to someone, you know, to like to ask him, like, can you write lyrics for my melody, for example, there's always this like, you know, you give him the indication, what do you want to write a song about? Like, mm-hmm. for this one, it was a clear cause that we wanted to write about. And that's what inspires him to go and Google and check and read about the whole, thing. And, like, for example, when he wrote songs for me about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was, like, really fun and interesting because he went and read a lot about that. And that's how he came up with, for example, Alayka Sallallahu, peace be upon you, my song. But there's always this back and forth thing, Like, can we use this instead of here? And we sometimes think about, like, for example, a hadith that we transform into the song in English lyrics, And so, yeah, so there's a lot of things going back, behind the scene going on, so that you get the message that you want to get across. But at the same time, in the song, you cannot, like, it's not a lecture, so it's not easy to put. You are limited, within the 3 or 4 minutes, and you have a limited melody. There's a lot of repetitions also in the song, so you need to, like, be very artistic and creative about how you put the words and how the elongation, you have to put it in a melody and to make it sound good and not, like, forced and all these kind of things. So there's always this, again, team effort. It's a lot more fun and it's a lot more easier to do, such things, like, together, as a team.
So how do you manage to think in Arabic and sing in English and talk Swedish?
Yeah, that's funny, actually. No, first of all, you have, when we write a song, mainly, I have a lot of songs in Arabic, and I have a lot of songs that obviously are in English. But I think the whole idea comes from you are inspired by something, obviously, first of all. It can be anything, for this Black Lives Matter, definitely, that's what you think about. Okay, what can we do here? Or, like, for example, sometimes, like, one big family, I was actually in the plane looking down, you get these moments sometimes, and you're looking down on Earth, basically, and you don't see any human beings, it's like, how can we not realize how small we are? How can we not realize how close we are to each other, And I got inspired for that song, for example. So there's a lot of things that you just, whatever you see, you hear, you experience, all these kind of things inspire you to write songs,
Let's have a look at breaking the chains. Do you think art, especially music, can be a gentle way to the truth, a nice gentle reminder? It's pleasant on the ear, but there's an underlying truth, underlying universality that comes through.
Definitely. I think, we talk about the ignorance, and we are a lot affected by the media, all of us. Like, even when you are aware of something, you still get affected by the media, because the media is, like, subconsciously, I think you can say that you feel like you want to trust it because the whole world is talking about it. And if you're not active, if you're not, like, aware of what's happening, if you don't read about it, then you will go by what's in the media, what the media is saying. So I think, definitely music, as a musician, as an artist, I feel that I have to counter whatever I can do, to reach out. And definitely throughout my 10 years in the music industry, I feel that, music has such a huge impact on people, mm-hmm. both in a good way and a bad way, So it depends, like, what the song is about, how it affects you, how it influences you, how it inspires you, what to do, etc. So all these kind of things. So I really believe music is a very powerful medium, and even art, even, like, we're talking about movies, we're talking about music, we're talking about, like, even writing books and stories and articles and all these kind of things that reach out to people can have a great effect on people, both positively and negatively. So that's why, again, I feel that responsibility, I sing about, like, love, I sing about religion, obviously of God, I sing about, I have Huwa al-Qur'an, I have a lot of songs about everything. And at the same time, I have love songs, I have, like, songs about justice, about freedom, about, about brotherhood in humanity, etc. And now this, Break the Chains, another song about freedom and, anti-racism and anti-hate. And inshallah, we're going to speak about it even more, just to try to, in the way that we can, educate people to think, you know, and not just like follow, and not just like hear what's in the news and just follow, you know. We have to think for ourselves. It's so like, you know, it's like common sense, you know, common sense. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at this other person that you are feeling those feelings towards, you know. You are exactly the same as that person, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's like, I really don't understand how it can be so hard. I'm sure there's reasons, and I know one of the reasons is the ignorance, but I really don't understand how we can be, how people can be so hateful towards other people, just because of color, just because of faith, just because of, you know, like your name, just because of where you're from, just because you have a dialect in your, you know, the way you speak. I don't know. It's just like the way you dress, and then people look down on you. It's just like, it's crazy, you know?
Absolutely.
So we have to, again, we have to do whatever we can do. And Jazakumullah khair for having me on. You know, you are doing a great job in reaching out. You're playing our songs. You know, you are supporting us to reach out also. So together, I think we can do a lot of great things in this world, inshallah. And I think each one of us can also do that, you know.
I'm into that. Yeah, Mahir, my final question, and this is lots of fans are asking. Our receptionist, Zerunisa, wants to know, when are you coming back to South Africa?
You know, if you told me come tomorrow, I would come. I love South Africa. Everyone knows that. But I hope, you know, obviously the situation doesn't help right now. But I hope, inshallah, as soon as it's done, you know. But I'm guessing like next year. It will be next year probably, realistically. Inshallah.
Mahir Zain, pleasure.
Let's hope for the best.
Yes. And we look forward.
Thank you so much, my brother.
And we look forward to seeing you in South Africa next year, inshallah. That's a promise that you've made to us.
Inshallah. Thank you. Inshallah.
And thanks to Mahir
Zain.
Afwan. And of course, Mahir Zain, Break the Chains. Don't forget about that. That will be played regularly on Voice of the Cape.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, making its way internationally.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.